Part 4. Directions. During this part of the exam, there are 10 brief talks. These talks are not written out and are spoken only once, so you must listen carefully. There are 3 questions about each of the talks. Following each question are 4 possible answers, A, B, C, and D. You must decide which of these best answers the question, and then mark the letter that corresponds to the best answer on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 are based on the following talk.
The type of bicycle that you choose depends on the type of bicycling that you plan to do. The simplest bicycle has either 3 speeds or none at all. This type of bicycle provides basic transportation and is a bargain. For the serious bicycle commuter, a 10-speed bicycle is the best choice. This type of bicycle performs well on city streets and on highways. The sturdiest bicycle is the mountain bicycle, which is designed to be ridden on steep, rocky trails or on no trails at all. The most recently developed type of bicycle is the hybrid, which can be used on both paved city streets or on unpaved mountain trails.
Number 71. What is the best title for this talk? Number 72. What does the speaker say about mountain bicycles? Number 73. What type of bicycle would the speaker recommend for someone who rides on both paved and unpaved roads? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
And now, radio station KCFX presents this public service message. Bonford Blood Center has just issued an urgent request for blood donations. Every year in late summer, the blood supply drops to dangerously low levels, and this summer is no exception. A big holiday weekend is coming up in a few days, and the possibility of numerous accidents is high, so the need is great. The shortage of blood type O positive is particularly critical. It will only take a few minutes to donate, and every donor gets fruit juice and a cookie, as well as a pin that says, "I gave the gift of life." And remember, donors are eligible for an unlimited supply of free blood should they require it within the next year. So please, come on down to the Bonfort Blood Center, especially you O-positive donors.
Number 74. When is this announcement being made? Number 75. Why is the blood supply low? Number 76. Which of these will a donor not receive? Questions 77 through 79 are based on the following news item.
Today, North American Airlines made the announcement that it will move its main training facility to Minneapolis next year. Industry analysts were taken by surprise by the announcement. North American had been expected to move the facility to one of its hub cities, Salt Lake City or St. Louis, or to keep it in its present location, Atlanta. Analysts speculate that Minneapolis must have made an offer North American could not refuse, including generous tax breaks. Minneapolis, in return, receives hundreds, even thousands, of desirable, well-paying jobs.
Number 77. How did airline industry analysts react to the announcement? Number 78. Where is North American Airlines training facility presently located? Number 79. What benefit will the city of Minneapolis receive? Questions 80 through 82 are based on the following recording.
Thank you for calling Photo World. We offer a high-quality, low-cost developing service. For color film, bring in a roll by noon and pick the photos up after 3 the following day. We can create prints by scanning the negatives or the prints themselves. Digital files can also be used, but the files must be saved at a very high resolution, around 18 megabytes, to ensure quality. We also offer many types of color film for sale at special discount prices.
Number 80. When will color photos from a roll of film be available if the roll of film is brought in on Monday morning? Number 81. Why does the speaker mention digital files? Number 82. Which of the following is available at a special discount price? Questions 83 through 85 are based on the following talk.
Film has its Oscars, music has its Grammys, television has its Emmys, and advertising has its Clios. Clio Awards are given for a wide variety of achievements in advertising, including Television Commercial of the Year. The awards ceremony was televised annually until 1991. In that year, the organization granting the awards collapsed due to financial mismanagement and ownership problems. In subsequent years, the organization was taken over by new management and revived. A new panel of 30 international judges was appointed, and the number of awards was reduced from over 400 to just 72.
Number 83. In what field are Clio Awards given? Number 84. According to the speaker, what happened in 1991? Number 85. How did the ceremony change after the reorganization? Questions 86 through 88 are based on the following announcement.
At the end of the workday, do your hands, arms, or back ever ache? This can be a warning sign of serious problems caused by incorrect posture or hand position while working at a desk or by the improper arrangement of office equipment or furniture. This Friday at 11, Diana Hartwick will discuss these matters at a seminar for all interested office workers and will explain simple ways to avoid fatigue and pain in the office. Ms. Hartwick is a physical therapist who has specialized in ergonomics, the study of the relationship between workers and their environment. All office staff should make every effort to attend this seminar.
Number 86. Who is Diana Hartwick? Number 87. What is the purpose of the seminar? Number 88. Which of these is Diana Hartwick least likely to tell her seminar audience? Questions 89 through 91 are based on the following news item.
More unusually cold temperatures are expected for tonight and tomorrow through the Deep South. Hard freezes are expected over much of Florida, and despite the growers' best efforts, much of the citrus crop will probably be lost. This cold wave, along with last month's flooding in Southern California, means citrus fruits are going to be in short supply. That means more imports and, of course, higher prices in the grocery store. Experts predict that prices for oranges may climb to their highest level in 5 years. Consumers should start seeing these higher prices in about 2 to 3 months, so stock up on that frozen orange juice while you can still afford it.
Number 89. What is the main purpose of this talk? Number 90. When is the change in prices expected to occur? Number 91. What does the speaker suggest? Questions 92 through 94 are based on the following announcement.
Welcome to our city, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to invite you to join our local guides for a walking tour. You'll see more sights than you could ever see on a bus tour. On the early morning tour, you'll visit the recently redesigned City Hall with its Italian marble staircase. It's spectacular. If you haven't seen it yet, you really should. If you'd like to join this tour, please meet in front of the Modern Art Museum on Main Street at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. If you'd rather not get up that early, I recommend the afternoon Art Deco tour. This takes you to the elegant buildings of the Hill District, designed in the Art Deco style of the 1920s and 1930s. This tour starts at 1 p.m. Join us at Forest Library on Broadway next to the Mermaid Fountain. So, folks, bring along some good shoes and come explore the city with our experts. Here are some brochures to remind you where and when to meet us. I look forward to seeing you then.
Number 92. Where would someone going on the City Hall tour meet? Number 93. What would people learn about on the Art Deco tour? Number 94. What reason does the announcer not give for taking a walking tour? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
Hello, I'm Bob Frist from the City Fire Department. I've been asked to review the emergency evacuation procedures for all hospitals in the area. If there is a fire in your building, this information could save your life and the lives of those under your care. In the event of a fire, the first thing you need to do is turn on the fire alarm by pulling down on this white bar. This will alert the fire department. Along with the alarm bell that you'll hear, you will also see flashing strobe lights that are activated in every unit when the alarm is turned on. If you see these lights or hear the alarm bell, it is essential to close all doors and windows to keep smoke and fire from spreading. Evacuate the patients who can't walk first, then help the others out of the building. The fire department will have ambulances sent to your building so you can transfer any sick or injured people to another medical facility immediately. Now I want to outline each of your specific fire response duties.
Number 95. Who is this talk probably being given to? Number 96. What will happen if the alarm is turned on? Number 97. What will Bob Frist probably do next? Questions 98 through 100 are based on the following advertisement.
Lead a busy life? Having trouble getting organized? We have the perfect solution for you, the GoGo 3, our latest handheld organizer. The GoGo 3 is a planner, journal, notepad, and calendar all in one. There is even an alarm to remind you of your appointments. The storage space will amaze you. You can store weeks of scheduled events, thousands of addresses, and hundreds of photos. To access information, simply enter a name or topic, and in seconds, you have the data you need. And it only takes a few minutes to download information from the new GoGo 3 to your personal computer. And that's not all. The stylish and compact design looks great. It fits easily into a pocket or purse, perfect for a mobile lifestyle. So, why not GoGo and check it out today?
Number 98. Which of the following is mentioned as a feature of the GoGo? Number 99. What does the alarm indicate? Number 100. How long does it take for this device to access an address? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the reading section. The program continues on the next CD.